Surah Al-Isra, verses 1-10.
So that we may show him some of our momentous signs. Firstly, the journey to Baytul Muqaddas in a brief moment was one sign. Meeting all the prophets of Allah, performing salah, leading them in salah was another. The journey beyond that was a display of many momentous signs. Surely, innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. He, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is the one who is all hearing, all seeing. And since he was aware of the internal condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he blessed him with this unique miracle. In the next passage, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala states that Musa alayhi salam received revelation of a divine book. This supports the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also received a divine book. They said, how can a human being be a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then records a prominent command contained within the Torah, and he addresses the Bani Israel as the surviving progeny of those who boarded the ark with Nuh alayhi salam, prompting them to show gratitude and submission. Reminding somebody about their roots is sometimes to get or elicit the same response from them. Also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the extreme gratitude of Nuh alayhi salam, and mention of yet another prophet, Musa and Nuh, is meant to establish the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for skeptics who doubted his prophethood. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ, and we gave Musa alayhi salam the book, the Torah. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we made it a means of tremendous guidance for the children of Israel. It contained many commandments of Allah, and specifically the command, أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا, do not take anyone besides me as disposer of your affairs. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ, O descendants of those whom we carried along with Nuh alayhi salam on the ark. All human beings today are descendants of that progeny from who boarded the ark with Nuh alayhi salam. So addressing them in this manner was to stir sentiments of gratitude. For had Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not protected those people and carried them on the ark, you would not have seen the light of day. So recall this favor of Allah and celebrate it, especially by embracing his oneness and ascribing to the concept of tawheed. Innahu kana abdan shakura. And he certainly was a servant utterly grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If the prophets of Allah can be extremely grateful, what prevents you from doing the same? The next passage, ayah 4-8, provides a brief account of how the Bani Israel would defy Allah and fail to follow the guidance contained within their book. The history of the Bani Israel till the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam records 6 incidents of their rebellion and deviation, whereupon they face its consequences in this very world. However, 2 of these were rather extreme cases, and they are being referred to in the next passage. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah number 4, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we revealed and forewarned the children of Israel, fil kitab, in the book. Which book? Which could either be the Torah or one of the other scriptures revealed by their prophets. What did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveal and forewarn them about? لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, you shall commit great corruption in the land of Sham twice. Rebelling against the Sharia of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in the first instance, and against the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam in the second. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا, and you shall transgress against others exceeding all limits of transgression. You would thus be guilty of violating the rights of Allah and guilty of violating the rights of fellow human beings, and for that you will taste its punishment in this very world. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا, then when the first of the 2 times of punishment occurs, then to punish you, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ, we would send against you servants of ours, أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ, possessing great military might. فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ, so they would penetrate everywhere and ravage your homes, plundering, killing, and capturing you. وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا, and this promise of punishment is a promise that will be fulfilled to the letter. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then after that, we would allow you to prevail over them, even if it occurs by providing you with an ally with whom you would collectively defeat them. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. And we would aid you with vast wealth and your offspring who had been captured and enslaved. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. And we would make you the larger force in number. And so all favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would be restored and enhanced for you. And the book also contained the following advice. The book which said you will commit corruption contained the following advice. In ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, you are doing good for your own selves. It would benefit you in this world and in the next. Wa in asa'tum falaha. And if you were to engage in misconduct, it would be to your own detriment. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And you will face its consequences. And so when the time of the second punishment will occur, and you would rebel and oppose the sharia of Isa alayhi salam, then we would unleash others upon you. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. To disgrace you utterly. To disgrace you utterly. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدِ. And they would enter the masjid. كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. Just as they entered it for the first time. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. Utterly destroying everything they could lay their hands on. And it was also recorded in that book that after the second event of your destruction, when the era of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam dawns upon you and you refrain from rebellion and misconduct and follow him, then عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ. It is very probable that your Lord may be merciful to you again and release you from your disgrace condition. But warning, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. But if you repeat your misconduct, we would repeat our punishment. So they resorted to rebellion once again in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they were killed, captured, and disgraced in this world. And وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. In the hereafter, we have made hell a prison for such disbelievers. The opening verse, next passage, the opening verse of the surah established the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by making a reference to the miraculous journey of Isra and Mi'raj. The next passage, which is two ayat, is in praise of the Quran, which is the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and living evidence of his prophethood. Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Surely this Quran guides to the path that is most upright and correct. And that is the path of Islam. And وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran also pronounces reward and punishment for those who believe and disbelieve in it. So it conveys glad tidings, al-mu'minin, to the believers, الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, who carry out good deeds, أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا, that they will have an enormous reward. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And as for those who do not believe in the hereafter, أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, we have prepared a painful punishment for them. Inshallah, we recite this portion of the Qur'an.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا إن أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن